Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tonight it's Ian.
It's Bonnie
and Nikki.
We are sharing with you some of the latest footage, the audio, because we're on the radio, of Project Veritas, the latest undercover operation they've run on the FDA, and apparently they've got another video that they're going to be releasing as well regarding the FDA, so we'll see what other surprises they have for us, but right now I guess we shouldn't be too surprised to find out that this FDA administrative type, Christopher Cole, admits on an undercover camera that he and the FDA and the Biden administration are planning on a mandatory annual COVID shot. Now, it's not explained exactly how they're planning on mandating such a thing. I suspect it's going to be an incentivized thing that if you want anything from the government, you have to get the COVID shot. If you want any kind of, you know, thing that they've promised to you, whether it's your disability, whether it's Social Security payments when you're retired, or medical coverage, or whatever, welfare, that people are going to have to get a COVID shot. He does suggest that it will be rolled out at government schools, and I think we were just talking about that a moment ago, about, Nikki, you pointed out that for a long time, government schools have been mandating various different vaccines, and so that's how they're going to excuse this. They'll just say, oh, you guys didn't complain when it was, these other shots that we've mandated on your kids. Now it's a problem?
It's so weird because it does seem like it's different because, first of all, it's an mRNA vaccine, which
that's
is new.
Different. Yeah.
And they don't, at least no school I've ever went to, and I've never heard of them doing this, they don't mandate the flu shot, which is more similar the chickenpox vaccine. Maybe I can understand. I don't understand any mandates, but I can see maybe why the average parent would be like, yeah, we need that. That's fine. But this is something totally different.
Well, it is totally different in some ways, but their argument is going to hold muster likely when it comes to legally defending it. It's like, oh, well, you know, we've already been mandating shots. This is just another one.
Will the people excuse it and allow it and not rise
not
up
stand
against
up
it?
Against it? Yeah, that's,
I mean, that's
ultimately
a great question, because at this point, it seems like most people are vaccinated or at least claiming they are, you know, so it seems like most people have already taken the bait. And this is another great reason why we can't be relying on the government for things like this, like Social Security and schooling and housing. I know so many people that are collecting from the government who, if they got their benefits and, you know, their Social Security checks taken away, they would be screwed.
Yeah.
So we need to be living independently. You know, if we're going to say that we're libertarians and anarchists, we need to act like it. We need to live independently and be able to provide for ourselves and our families without needing daddy and mommy government agencies to take care of us.
Right. If you want the government to take care of you, they're going to tell you what you put in your body and what you can't put in your body. And we're going to go to your calls and thoughts. More from Project Veritas coming up here. But first, Jessica is on the line in Missouri. Jessica, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to address this this chick that keeps calling in every single day, Sarah from New Mexico, who raves and caves about how great communism is.
Right, even though she's never actually seems to have read a thing about it.
She hasn't read anything about it. In 1973, when I was 17 years old, I went to the Soviet Union on a tourist visa for 11 days with my Russian class.
Oh, wow.
And all the people that had, like, decent clothes and something decent to eat were all tourists, like, from Western Europe and America. The Russian people were all poor. Even the cops and the party people were all poor. They had nothing. They had cardboard shoes. It was like 30 degrees below zero. I went in April, you know, and so it was cold. It's like they had cardboard shoes and all this garbage. It's like, is this Sarah chick, she gets a welfare check from this state probably for being some form of nut job or whatever. But mm-hmm. I mean, the reason that comes in, she thinks that's communism. It's not communism. In a communist country, it's from each according to his ability to each according to his work. If you don't want to work, you want to sit around and cry disability and have them feed you and house you and give you money. It's like they don't do that in communist countries, man. Nope. They put you in a gulag in Siberia where, by the way, you have to work or they'll just kill you.
You will die. I mean, even if you are working, you're going to likely die if you're in a gulag in Siberia.
Yeah, that's true, but, you know.
That's what they do. No, you're absolutely right. I mean, people always talk about Hitler, and Hitler bad, no doubt about it. But communism worse. I mean, they killed more people in Russia.
Stalin killed like 10 times as many Jews as Hitler did, and he killed like 100 times as many people as World War II did.
Yeah, of their own people.
We're not talking about nice people here.
Yeah.
They're benevolent and just give you stuff.
And it's not something that, it's not some sort of phenomena that only existed 100 years ago. This is something that's happening today. It's happening in North Korea, where you cannot leave. You are literally living in a prison state. And you have, it's happening in China, where if you
can't leave North Korea is because if they open their borders and let people leave, there would be nobody there for them to lord it over.
Yeah, literally.
Everybody would leave.
There are some true believers. I mean, there must be true believers who still believe that the Kims are gods and they've completely bought into to all that. But yeah, a lot of people would get out of there.
Eventually they'd starve without anybody to do slavery.
To work for them.
Well, it's like 1984, right?
And be freer.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah, exactly. It's like 1984 where they're controlling all of the media and all of the propaganda. And so these people are just being fed.
Why is this Sarah lady, why is she not apprised of, I mean, okay, she's thinking she gets a welfare check, so she lives under a form of communism here. It's like the only reason the welfare check is coming is because this capitalism made this society so prosperous, some of our dumber politicians thought it would be a good idea to take people's money and give it to other people that, you know, for whatever reason didn't want to work.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Jessica. I mean, it's ignorance. It's ignorance is bliss in the case of Sarah. I mean, she is very ignorant. You cannot inform her.
Well, she told me she doesn't read.
No.
I asked her if she reads about communism or how she gets her information, because she's always saying, someone told me this, someone told me that.
Yeah.
And she said she doesn't read on the air.
No, she went to some communist meetings once, and somebody told her a thing or two about it, and she's just been parroting it ever since without doing any kind of investigation of her own. She chooses not to go on the internet, you know, because she could, right? Like, she doesn't have a computer, but she could go to the library and use one there.
She's afraid of germs.
So she says.
Here, just get out, crack open a book at the library for anything else.
Jessica, great call. Yeah. Anything else you want to share tonight?
Yeah, also about the truckers in Canada. It's like, you know, the Trudeau and his merry band of jerks are threatening all kinds of retribution on them.
Yes.
And they're still standing their ground. I think that's great, man.
Thank you. I agree.
That's very great.
Thanks, Jessica. Great call tonight. Really appreciate the perspective. Well-informed caller in that case. And the other thing I wanted to say was about China. She mentioned Trudeau. We played a clip from him last night where he is just lauding the Chinese, lauding how they can just do whatever they want with their people and they can, you know, they want to mandate.
He was saying that last night?
Well, I played a clip of it last night, but I don't know when he said it.
Oh.
He was speaking to some group. It was a 30-second clip of him just salivating over the power that the Chinese have. And the face that he had, like, he had this really, like, excited look on his face as he was talking about it. You could tell he was, like, really into what the Chinese are able to get away with over there. And, of course, you know, they've got gulags there right now. Mm-hmm. Now, they're calling them re-education camps.
That sounds so nice. Well, a re-education camp.
Yeah.
Did you hear that they had a Uyghur Muslim go and light the torch this year at the Olympics?
Really? No,
really?
I didn't.
That's what I heard. Maybe I shouldn't have said it before verifying, but I was like, just like to show, like, oh no, see, they are our friends. We just re-educated them. And that's insane.
Wow. All right, more coming up here. The number is 603-283-6160.
That's 603-283-6160. You can take control of the airwaves. We've got more on the mandatory vaccination that they're talking about. It hasn't been officially announced yet. This is according to Project Veritas' latest undercover video. This is
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. We will continue with that video here in a moment. The FDA Executive Officer of Countermeasures Initiative. Sounds like a cop. Or something like that. It sounds like a military
band or something like that. Like, we're the Countermeasures Initiative. It doesn't really sound like a Food and Drug Administration position, but that's apparently what he does.
Is countermeasures like a medical term? Me and Ian don't know. No.
Yeah. Nikki, by the way, is a nurse, trained as a nurse. Currently not working, I don't think, as a nurse.
No, I was fired.
It blew you out the door.
For being unvaccinated.
Yeah. 603-283-6160 allows you to join us here on the radio. It's Ian, Bonnie, and Nikki in the studio. And, of course, you can bring up absolutely anything you want to discuss. Coming up this summer, in about 4 months from now, and it's going to be here before you know it, the Porcupine Freedom Festival and Forkfest, which is the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So if you don't have your Porcupine Freedom Festival tickets, you ought to get them soon, because they are, last we heard, over 80% sold out. And normally they don't even go on sale until, like, the Liberty Forum, which is in 2 weeks. But now it looks like they might be sold out before the Liberty Forum starts. So this event has become an epic level party and camping festival in the woods in beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire at Rogers Campground. You don't want to miss the Porcupine Freedom Festival, but if you want to go to an event that doesn't require ticketing, that has no central control whatsoever, you want to check out Forkfest. It's the week afterwards. It's June 27th through July 3rd, and it's the 6th annual Forkfest happening this year. It happens, and it's great, and it's much smaller. It's kind of like the after party, the chilled out after party for a week that culminates in an epic fireworks show at the campground that they've been putting on for, I think, 43 or 44 years now. It's pretty amazing. You don't want to miss it. Free Talk Live is expecting to be on-site broadcasting for both the Porcupine Freedom Festival and Forkfest. So check out forkfest.party and get your campsite, your RV site, or your motel room with Rogers Campground June 27th through July 3rd for Forkfest 2022 at forkfest.party. Keep in mind, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, if you want to camp there, you're going to have to share a site with somebody. All of the campsites are sold out at this point. That is not the case at Forkfest. There's plenty of room. So check out forkfest.party as we continue. Oh, she was just being spoken of, but I don't think she's listening. Sarah, were you listening when that caller we just spoke with, Jessica, was on the line?
I was listening to the earlier calls until, like, before, like, for 40 minutes, but what was the call
you
before?
You mean the only time that you were on hold? So the time you were holding, you were listening to the show, but you don't actually listen when you're not on hold.
She doesn't have to, right?
Well, you know what? I tried calling the listen line, and they told me to go to a website. I really tried. And they gave me some...
What's the number, Ian?
I'll have to look up the number. I don't have it offhand.
Oh, I thought you knew it. Sorry.
Yeah, I tried it. It told me to go to some website, and I can't figure it out. So, but, I mean, I listen when I'm on hold. So, was she talking about Ukrainian? Was that about?
No, she was saying that if you knew what communism really was, you would probably not like it, and that getting welfare in the United States is nothing like real communism, because in 1973 she visited Soviet Russia with her classmates, and she said people there were wearing cardboard shoes in, you know, Arctic tundra weather, and they were very poor, and it was not a paradise.
Okay, so but I was going to call in about the Russia saying that they had mass graves of the Ukrainians that were wanted to separate and join Russia. That's what they're claiming. But I actually happen to believe it. You know, but
what did they say?
What they're saying is that the eastern part of Ukraine, they killed, the Ukrainians killed the separatists. In other words, there were people that wanted to be part of Russia, and they killed them all, and they have mass grave sites. So it is a reason and a cause to invade Ukraine for the people that were allies to them. So, but, you know, I happen to believe that, because the capitalists are violent when it comes to squashing the communists.
And the communists are completely peaceful, right?
Well, I mean, no, I'm not saying they're completely peaceful, but they are aggressive because they started.
Do you think it was okay when they killed millions upon millions of their own people in Russian communism?
You know, I really don't know how much of that is true. They just, you know what? They always make communism bad. Every time you hear that,
I just
heard
about somebody who personally went there, visited, and saw with her own eyes.
And she ignored you. She ignored every word out of your mouth.
But she saw the living conditions of the average people. She said even like the cops and party people were extremely poor, wearing cardboard shoes in the snow.
I know people that have immigrated to America from Russia, in China, in different communist countries, and let's just say they came here for a reason.
Okay, but you know something? Without communism in the United States or Canada, without communism, we'll be doing really bad, too. Unemployment, workers' compensation, disability, welfare, those are all communist programs. We're going to wind up having a civil war here.
Yeah, I think you can describe those as socialist programs, definitely. Like, I think the cops are a socialist program for people who want everyone to pay for their protection racket. That's, like, a socialist program. But communism is, like, every single part of the economy is basically socialized.
It's controlled by the state.
Yeah. It's not communism
in the
United States.
Let me address what Sarah's saying. Whether we're going to call it communist programs or socialist programs, they are forced wealth redistribution. And she's heralding this as some sort of positive thing. And I'm going to tell you, Sarah, that it is actually not positive to have government welfare. It actually gets people hooked on the welfare payments. It prevents them from going out there and being productive and creating something and making life better for people. Instead, they just suck off the teat of the state, and they never stop. They take as much welfare as they possibly can. And you know what this is like, because it's basically been your life for the last 30 or 40 or 50 years.
Okay,
or whatever, right?
And you always argue you want people to donate to the Rwanda and everybody. You have that homeless shelter that people
voluntary donations.
Voluntary.
Yeah.
Okay, but what if they don't have any money to give? How about that?
Well,
okay.
If we actually have freedom, Sarah, what you don't understand is when you have freedom, you have a free market, and you have a tremendous amount of wealth contribution or wealth creation, because people are free to create the things that they want. They're free to open the businesses that they want. They're free to compete. They're free to get up and you know, create something that competes with the big players without having to ask some government person's permission first. And the fact that freedom brings wealth, and wealth means you've got plenty of money to give. People have lots of money in the United States, even with all the government
mandates.
The
only reason that people think that welfare is something that's very needed is because they are not allowed to see what the other possibilities would be. We're being forced to try one thing. It's clearly not working, ruins people's lives.
And costs a lot of money.
It is not, effective or, I can't remember the word, but...
It's not efficient.
Efficient. It's not efficient, but... We're not allowed to try any other way because the government, controls
that. Well, you can
try
some other ways. It's just you have to pay for the government's crap system.
No, you can't try not being stolen from the government.
Well, that's true.
Without going to jail.
I just bet you can have a charity still in most cases.
Yeah.
Thankfully. But
they'd be even better.
Thank you, Sarah, for the call tonight. There's more on the way. You can share your thoughts here. It is free.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Retail sales are beating expectations by a wide margin. They jumped 3.8% in January, nearly double the increase analysts were expecting. Online shopping is being credited for much of the increase. Sales of furniture and home furnishings also jumped. The Southern Plains is bracing for severe weather to hit overnight. Strong thunderstorms packing hail, high winds, and possibly tornadoes are expected to form across Oklahoma and Texas. Places like Oklahoma City, Dallas, and Tulsa could be in for a long night as the storms move through. Meanwhile, as that storm moves east, snow is expected from Missouri all the way to lower Michigan, with some parts seeing up to a foot of snow. And the Los Angeles Rams celebrated their Super Bowl victory with a parade and rally in Los Angeles. USA Radio News. Government funding is set to run out at the end of this week, and it could force the government to partially shut down. Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, calling on Senate Republicans to support a short-term continuing resolution to keep the government open.
This extension is necessary in order to give appropriators more time to arrive at an omnibus. On the one hand, bipartisan negotiations on a year-long spending bill continue to go well, a credit to everyone working on this issue from both sides of the aisle.
Schumer adding those negotiations will continue on Thursday. The CDC is continuing to look into masking guidelines.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is expected to loosen its indoor masking guidelines to the states. The agency update could come as early as next week. Dr. Rochelle Walensky, the director of the CDC, discussed masking guidance at a White House COVID-19 response team briefing.
This is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here on the radio if you want to talk about whatever's on your mind. You can do that. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We got more from the Project Veritas undercover video of a FDA executive officer of the agency's countermeasures initiatives, which apparently plays a critical role, says Veritas, in ensuring that drugs, vaccines, and other measures to counter infectious diseases and viruses are safe, or at least so they claim. Now, you know, to get back into what Sarah had kind of touched on earlier, well, what if we didn't have all these government regulations? Wouldn't we be saddled with all these dangerous drugs that can hurt us? Don't we need the government to step in the way and make sure that drugs are safe?
I know at least one person who died because they were, died before they were allowed to try an untested medication.
Because the federal government prevented them from trying untested medication, is what you're saying.
So he's going to die anyway.
Yeah.
He wasn't allowed to try an untested medication.
Because of bureaucracy. Yep. They just got in the way. And that there's a lot of people. You said you know someone like that?
Well, it's one of our friends' ex-wives.
Because there's
wife
thousands.
Who died.
There's thousands of people who, you know, maybe tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands who, you know, could have tried an experimental medication, would have been willing to try an experimental.
Yeah, voluntarily.
Right. It's their body. They're the ones who are sick.
Yeah, but my body, my choice.
Some bureaucrat said, nope, Oh, no, no. The pharmaceutical company hasn't paid us enough billions of dollars yet. They haven't jumped through all the arbitrary hoops we've put up.
And it's so ironic because there are so many pharmaceuticals that doctors are still prescribing that are not safe.
Absolutely.
And they're causing people to have a slew of side effects.
I forget who was it. I think it was Mary Ruard, who's a great libertarian author, wrote Healing Our World. She's worked in the pharmaceutical business for a very, very long time. And she says that if today someone, like if aspirin had never been invented and someone just now was coming up with aspirin and trying to put it through the FDA approval process, it would never make it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And aspirin is used all the time for so many different things. I mean, we give it to babies and elderly people and everybody in between.
It came out before the approval process, so it was grandfathered in.
Wow.
And it wouldn't make it through it now.
Hmm.
So the number 603-283-6160. People should be able to be free to choose. If you want to try something experimental, you should be free to do that. Consult with your doctor and make a decision. And you shouldn't have to ask your doctor, by the way. You should be able to just go and get whatever you want.
At Walmart.
At wherever.
Yeah.
So let's continue here. We've been playing a clip from Project Veritas. They've got these undercover videos they've been doing over the last year or so. I mean, they've been doing them for longer than that, but focusing on COVID in the last year or so. And they've been pretty shocking. Pretty interesting stuff. This is Christopher Cole. He's a FDA executive officer being recorded by one of the Project Veritas female reporters on what is obviously a couple of dates that they went on, where he brags about how they're going to mandate a vaccine for everyone in the United States on a yearly basis, but doesn't really get into details on exactly how that's going to be. He does suggest they would mandate it for school children, which is easy for them to do, but that would still mean that you could probably pull your kid out of the government school and avoid it. So there's going to be likely some ways to get around this.
It's hard to homeschool in some states like California.
Yep, some states make it a lot more difficult to homeschool, which is why if you actually are a liberty-minded person, you've got kids, and you want to have a better time, you should get out of those places, and you should consider moving if you're a libertarian or a voluntarist or a liberty-loving anarchist. You've got to get up to New Hampshire. There's just no better place.
Despite Cole's concerns regarding the possible dangers of vaccinating young children, it seems the FDA is still willing to go through with this approval.
It's an EUA for all age groups, all designations.
EUA stands for Emergency Use Authorizations, when he's talking.
And then you have to get approved by specific age groups based on the study.
Do you think that's really an emergency for the toddlers?
Well, they're all approved under an emergency, just because it's not as impactful as some of the other approvals, emergency approvals, but they're all being approved under that standard. The efficacy data doesn't have to be as high.
He didn't actually answer the question about what he thinks.
Hmm. Yeah.
He's kind of dodged it like a politician.
Yeah, maybe he kind of is catching on or,
that he's being interviewed.
Yeah, doesn't like that question.
I don't know. It's a good question. Going on.
Yeah, his standard is on emergency use authorizations is that it does more benefit than harm.
So how do you know it's already getting approved?
Well, they're not going to. I mean, just from everything I've heard, they're not going to not approve it.
He's talking about the toddler vaccine.
Wow,
the ones from 6 months to 4 years. So the deal is done. It's not really about studies or whatever. It's all political.
Money.
Yeah, it's all about money.
And I think his not answering that first question when she asked, well, is it really an emergency? Like, do 6 months old really need to get this vaccine, like, emergently? Mm-hmm. I think him's not answering that question
is an answer.
Is an answer, you know? It's like,
no, this
course,
is about money.
If he felt passionate about it, he'd be like, what are you talking about? Millions of babies are dying all around the world. They need to be vaccinated, but they're not.
No. And it is all about approving this so more doses can be given out, so the bottom lines of all these medical corporations, Pfizer and Moderna, can go up.
Their cases weren't that high for 6 months to 4-year-olds.
They're not, but because it's related to COVID, it's under that approval process.
So how many babies did they have to jab, basically, for the trial?
I don't know. I haven't looked at a trial, how many people they did. There's always a chance of long-term effects, especially with someone younger.
Cole seems certain the federal government will require annual COVID vaccines, including young children, even though the efficacy, adverse reactions, and long-term effects are still unknown.
It's hard to find, like, pregnant women for these studies, and significant numbers in order to be statistically accurate. I haven't tested enough on the pregnancy, on the, you know, vaccines and everything, and women, because they have different, you know, systems than men.
And they haven't tested enough?
Well, they have, but they haven't done enough prior. Now, the health service has been very good at promoting that, but that was an issue for a period of time.
Well, I feel like that's still an issue.
It is still an issue. We still haven't gotten there.
Well, it's good to know that they can't find a lot of pregnant women who are willing to subject their infant fetus.
I don't believe that because I know pregnant women who have gotten the vaccine. Mm. I know obstetricians who are telling every single woman that comes into their office that it's safe to get vaccinated while you're pregnant. It's actually better.
Wow.
So there are actually a lot of pregnant women doing this.
Yeah.
And
weird.
The three pregnant women in our practice that we had in the home birth setting all miscarried within days. Like, got
Whoa.
Their second dose of the vaccine in, like, 3 days later. They all miscarried. We don't have a huge practice. We're mm-hmm. really only seeing, like, 2 to 4 births a month. But, I mean,
that's significant, though.
That's even crazier. It's, like, a huge percentage of your clients had miscarriages.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's any statistics about that. I wonder if miscarriages are up in the last year.
They are. Yes, they are.
You've seen something
they are,
about
yes.
that?
Yes. Stillbirth is up as well, and that's when your baby is born dead.
Wow.
So, and they're blaming it on COVID. And I think a lot of the stuff that they're blaming on COVID is
the
really
vaccine.
The vaccine.
That's
I mean, maybe
crazy.
COVID is having some negative effects, but...
Wow. Do you recall what the increase was? I mean, I know obviously you're not prepared for this conversation, but...
No, I don't know the exact percentage, but it's been substantial, and it's been to the point where...
So it wasn't 2% or something like that?
No, it was substantial.
It was like 2 digits? Double digits?
Yeah, definitely double digits. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking like 30 to 40%, but don't quote me on that because I'm not completely sure. But it was to the point where a lot of certified nurse midwives that were working in the hospital setting quit because they were like, I'm sick of the way this is going where... Babies are being born really, really sick, and there's an increase in complications.
If you want to join the show, you can. The number here, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever's on your mind in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are coming up. 603-283-6160.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live. The phones are open. You can join us here. Bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight is Ian,
Bonnie, and Nikki.
We're going to continue here with a little bit more from Project Veritas. Undercover video of a man working for the FDA admitting on what appears to be a date or two with a with one of the reporters from Project Veritas that the FDA has plans to have some sort of a annual vaccine, COVID vaccine mandate, that he is fully expecting the FDA to approve the vaccine for children or toddlers aged 6 months to 4 years old or 5 years old. He says it's basically almost a guarantee because, well, they've got to help the pharmaceutical companies make money. We're going to continue, and of course, you're welcome to share your thoughts at 603-283-6160. Also, don't forget, you can join us online anytime over at freetalklive.com. We do have our own social media site, and that is social.freetalklive.com. It allows you to express yourself in ways that you're not allowed to do on some of the big platforms like Twitter or Facebook. We run the server, so we get to decide how it operates. It's a Mastodon server, which means it's federated and it's open source. Federated meaning you can connect to other Mastodon servers, so you can follow people on other servers and they can follow you on our server. It's pretty cool. Check it out at social.freetalklive.com. A little bit more here from the video at Project Veritas.
I read like a couple articles about it, and everything I saw was that the first two shots weren't effective.
There has been, yes, it has not been as effective as they're expecting. I agree.
Remember back when they were saying it would be 100% effective?
Yeah, the first one.
You get this shot, you won't die. That's what Joe Biden said.
And now it's died. Like, you won't die as hard.
Very great. All right, so, quote, prior to publishing, FDA press officer Abby Caboquiano provided a comment regarding their investigation, quote, the person purportedly in the video does not work on vaccine matters and does not represent the views of the FDA, she said. Here in an insert.
And if all that doesn't raise some eyebrows.
No, she's saying he's not in the vaccine section. So. Oh, well, his opinions are irrelevant, she's saying.
Just wait until you see what he says in part two about the billions of dollars exchanging hands between our government and Big Pharma and what really goes on behind the scenes during the approval process.
There's almost $1 billion a year going into FDA's budget from the people we regulate. If they can get every person required at an annual vaccine, that is a recurring return of money going into their company.
We've been saying this for a long time. That this is all about getting money, and that's why they're coming out with boosters, because they don't want it to be a two shots and you're done thing. Then
yeah,
the money's
that's only billions
over.
Of dollars.
Right. Then tens of billions. Then the money's over. They need to get to the hundreds of billions. And that's how they do it. You know, just keep on mandating, keep on pushing.
But the shots are free. Didn't you know that the shots are free?
The tax, no such thing as a free lunch. Taxpayers are paying for those shots. Well, let's change gears here, Bonnie. You had a story about Mike Lindell. That's the MyPillow guy, and we've actually had them on as a sponsor here on Free Talk Live.
Really? I didn't know that.
We have the MyPillow. It's a fine pillow.
Yeah. My dad, he's really conservative, like right-wing, and I told him that they used to be an advertiser on Free Talk Live, and he was like, wow, that's so cool. Okay, this is from NH Journal. Sununu mocks Manchester visit by... quote, infomercial guy, Lindell. MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell may be a rock star on the fringe right, but Gov Sununu, Chris Sununu tells NH Journal he is not impressed. Quote, New Hampshire isn't interested in debunked political conspiracy theories from some infomercial guy.
I love how he just purports to speak
right
for New Hampshire.
Right.
I was so annoyed when I read that. I don't care about what this Mike Lindell guy says, but I know lots of New Hampshire people who do.
Absolutely. Like, anybody out there waving a Trump flag is probably a fan of Mike Lindell. I mean, that's usually the two things go hand in hand. And the reason for that is because Mike Lindell seems to be kind of crazy.
Kind of like Alex Jones.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I don't know a whole lot about
the guy. Is he that radicalized?
Not that much.
Well,
I don't know.
Well, from what I understand about him, he was, after Trump lost in 2020, he went crazy, Mike Lindell. And he started to believe that Trump was actually secretly going to be inaugurated, despite the fact that, you know, he didn't win the election. And he keeps, or for some amount of time, I don't know if he's still pushing this idea. Again, I don't pay any attention to him. But Vincent, who was one of our co-hosts for a long time, would frequently, like, follow the things that he said and make fun of him. Because he kept on saying that, okay, March 15th, Trump's going to have an inauguration. And he'll be announced as the real president of the United States. And then, of course, it didn't happen. So he pushes it back. Kind of like a true believer in a cult.
But you know, when people who think they know what date Jesus is going to come back.
Right. And
yeah, and they just
happen.
Keep pushing it back. Right. Yeah, I know a lot of people that thought that about the Trump thing, though.
Right, he's one of them. They thought it because he was a thought leader on this and was promoting this. Anyway, what's he doing now?
Well, Chris Sununu goes on to say, and this is kind of a telling sentence from Chris Sununu, our citizens can sleep easy knowing that our elections were safe, secure, reliable, and accurate, just as they are every year, Sununu said.
Oh, my God. Shut up.
Arya lost in, what's it called, Westmoreland?
Westmoreland, New Hampshire.
To like 6,000 votes for her sheriff campaign.
7,000 votes in a town of 1,500 people.
Yeah, so, I don't know. I'm not really one of those... huge, like, proponents for, like, this was a scam and Trump actually won, but I wouldn't put anything past the government, and that seems like an easy thing for them to do, is just pick the president, the winner.
I don't believe that most elections are real. Especially nowadays, it's just so easy for them to fudge those numbers. Like you said, Arya lost by more votes than people that actually live in the town. I mean, are you kidding?
Well, I think that that's probably an error on somebody's part.
And that's what Arya likes to say, does always say, so it's not like I'm making any absolute declaration that it was on purpose, but it's just like it's that easy for a huge mistake like that to happen.
Yeah, if they just tacked on an extra zero, I mean...
And nobody had, you know, like made a big deal about it, so if, you know, nobody's paying that much attention.
You mean our co-host?
No. Nobody made a big deal about it in the streets.
I mean, there's always questions about elections. In New Hampshire, you actually have the ability to watch the count if you want to. I mean, God, it would be boring.
That sounds so boring.
Well, that's why people don't do it, right? Because everyone else has better things to do unless you're a total political junkie.
Paint dry.
And is there a possible way for every single count for the presidency to be watched?
In New Hampshire, probably.
But I'm just saying, do you have that many people and all the people that you send to each voting place?
No, because it would be very hard to actually find someone who wants to go and do that.
Exactly. Well, I don't know. I'm not saying that I know it was stolen. I don't really have a huge opinion on Mike Lindell, but I think he should be allowed to speak in a state without the governor going and saying New Hampshire people don't want to hear you. Yeah, it's kind of crazy. It says his statement stands in stark contrast to Lindell, who claims the Granite State presidential election was stolen by Chinese computer hackers.
I don't know about
which
that.
Which is silly, because why wouldn't the government be the one doing it? Why?
Right. Why does it have to be the Chinese?
Well, because they love to outsource to China.
Mm-hmm. Sure. The big boogeyman.
It said, and corrupted vote counting machines that switched more than 50,000 votes. Lindell, best known for his nonstop TV ads on Fox News and out there theories about
COVID-19.
Well,
it's worth pointing out that if Trump had won New Hampshire, it still wouldn't have flipped anything because New Hampshire doesn't have that many
electoral
votes.
He doesn't just say it about New Hampshire. He says it about, like,
Arizona
et cetera, I don't know, everywhere. But
right.
It says he has nonstop TV ads on Fox News and out there theories. It doesn't say conspiracy theory, but about
COVID-19.
This is
what Sununu is saying?
No, this is what...
Oh, this is NHJournal. Okay.
In the 2020 election, he is bringing his conspiracy roadshow to Manchester's Doubletree Hotel Wednesday morning.
Hmm.
The New Hampshire State House of Representatives will convene at the same hotel due to COVID-19 concerns that morning. Well, I don't understand how convening at that hotel is going to make them safer from COVID than convening at the... What's that place where they're supposed to convene? The reps?
Oh, you're talking about the state reps?
That's what it says.
I think the idea is they have more room. So they're in, like, a big meeting space, whereas in the state house, the seats are fairly close together, right? So, like, in the state house, you're literally right next to one another.
Yeah.
And in this other place, I think they're spread out 6 foot or something like that. So, out of time for tonight. You can join us online between now and tomorrow night over at freetalklive.com. Don't forget, you can follow us on various different social media, but we prefer you be on ours over at social.freetalklive.com. Don't forget our Matrix chat server over at chat.freetalklive.com. There's a bunch of cool rooms there. And if you want to create a room or two or three, you can do that too. It's all up to you.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.